The Supreme Court has also ruled on two cases dealing with Miranda warnings. That's the information police give to suspects about the right to remain silent and to have an attorney present during questioning.
In a case from Missouri, the court told police to stop using what are known as two-step interrogations, coaxing confessions from suspects before and after they're advised of their rights. In a separate case from Colorado, the court sided with police. It ruled that physical evidence is admissible in court even if the suspect hasn't been given a Miranda warning.
For more on these cases, we turn to Stephen Salzberg, a professor of law at George Washington University. He says police in Missouri had made a habit of two-step interrogations.
They failed to give the warnings. The suspect would confess. That's exactly what happened here. It was a sort of an awful case in which a woman's son died, and she was worried about the police thinking that it was a homicide. And so she and her family arranged to burn down their mobile home with another youngster inside who died. And when she was arrested, the police didn't give her Miranda warnings. She confessed. And then they did give her Miranda warnings and said, "Now, you've already confessed, and isn't it true that you did this?" And she agreed that she'd done it, and her statements were used against her, and she was convicted.
The defense attorney said this was a way to get around the Supreme Court's Miranda ruling. Did the court agree with that?
The court did agree with that. Now, it's a closely divided court, and there is no majority opinion, but there are five justices who believed that what the police were doing was deliberately flouting Miranda. And they said, that's unacceptable.
Did they leave open the possibility that police could still use this two-step process and a confession obtained before a suspect was advised of their Miranda rights would be acceptable in a court of law?
The court didn't leave open room for this two-step process, but they did, eight justices recognized, that there are circumstances in which police will make a mistake. And they'll fail to give warnings, they'll get a statement, and they'll realize thereafter they made a mistake. And they'll give the suspect time, there'll be a break, and they'll start again. And there are eight votes here that says that under some circumstances, if you start again and you give valid Miranda warnings and you obtain a valid waiver, that statements obtained after that waiver would in fact be admissible. But the court has not done is to say if you make a mistake under Miranda, you can never get a valid confession.
The court also took up a separate case involving a Colorado man who had waived off his Miranda right.
Yes. Police were giving him warnings. They said, "Look, I understand my warning, my rights," and never finished. And ultimately the police asked him, "Do you have a gun?" And he told them he had a gun. They got the gun and were charging him with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. He moved to suppress, that is to say, you can't use this evidence because you never gave me a full set of Miranda warnings. And a district court granted his motion, and the Supreme Court reversed and basically said, look, this is physical evidence. Miranda protects against the admission of improperly obtained statements. It doesn't go so far as to require the suppression of physical evidence that is distinct from statements.
The Supreme Court spent a lot of time this session looking at Miranda and how it's followed and, I guess, executed by U.S. law enforcement. How does Miranda come out at the end of all this?
Law enforcement, I think, can be very confident. Miranda is not going to be extended. The Siebert case out of Missouri, the real message for law enforcement is, if you really try to undermine Miranda, you'll be in trouble. But even where there's a deliberate Miranda violation, even where there's a serious Miranda violation, the court seems unwilling to forego the use of physical evidence. And that's very important to law enforcement because it means that guns and knives and drugs, the things without which you can't convict, are going to be admissible even where Miranda is violated.
Stephen Salzberg, thanks for talking to us.
A pleasure.
Stephen Salzberg is a professor of law at George Washington University.